Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, and that's wonderful. Sam Cooke. And this great tune. It never gets what they call stale, because the truth that prevail in the world never change. And so I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network with the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and again, repetition. Repetition is a wonderful thing. If you couldn't repeat things, there's hardly any sense we could make. Now, just like everything, has its time and place. Now, therefore, without a sense of distinction as to understanding when certain things are said. Like, for example, judgment. You hear a lot of people say you cannot judge other people. That's a lie. It is a lie. Because why the word judgment being created? It is created for, and it has its definitions. Judgment is contextual, right? And the power of judgment is contextual. So if you're going to say you cannot judge people, you mean they are saying it in the context where you have a right to exercise judgment. So when people are saying, you know, throw a blanket, inhibition on the word judgment, that's madness. It is madness, because in the very Bible where you read, judge not that ye be not judged, it's a context for that. If it is saying, it doesn't matter what a person do, you cannot judge. You'll talk about a minister in a church, he's in there raising hell and doing all kind of stuff, and the people keep their hands off of him because he's the man of God, you know, with all those disgraceful conduct and thing like that, this guy is going on with. And, you know, because there is a certain type of concept about church and the leader, nobody has gotten up to the point where they understand that there is no forgiveness of somebody doing certain kind of things and is untouchable from rebuke, from being put out, and all that. No, even common law at large is contextual. If you're doing something and they have a way to say you are innocent until you're proven guilty, right? Which means you can be false accused. And if nobody was supposed to judge into the matter, investigate it, and see whether or not the person is guilty, I mean, what are you going to do? Leave them running free, right? No. You read other places where it is saying Jesus said you are to not judge in appearance. You must judge righteously. And people still don't see that yet. To understand that proper investigation of a matter constitute judgment. If you didn't know that, learn it from now. Look up the word judge or judgment, and you will see it's giving you distinction for definitions. You have action that are positive and you have action that are negative. So if a person is accused, you have to query whether or not the person was wrong or the person was right. If you take your hands off the person and say, well, then you can't judge the person, what judgment then do you have to straighten any matter out? You can't straighten nothing out, because you're saying you can never judge anybody. We are not living in a civilized world that reason like that. And if a person wants to live in a civilized world, like there is no civility, there is no judgment, prove a person wrong or right, that's stupid. That makes no sense. All right? And so then, to bar judgment, to keep judgment from prevailing, either to the right or to the left, is a blind and dark world. Because without power to bond someone to something or to make them loose from it under investigation, that's not a civilized world conduct. And I understand Christianity is very much an institution where you're not to judge anybody. And if they but when they are going to put somebody on trial, they forget that you must not judge them. They kind of just do things according to what is convenient to them. Whenever they are getting whenever they are getting bad results, they'd find, you know, a way to, like, punish you. They forget then that they always said you can't judge a person. If you can't judge a person, well, you have to allow them to be as criminal as they want to be, because you're teaching people that you cannot judge. Don't judge, my brother. Don't judge. When every time somebody is a suspect, there is a call for judgment. And that judgment is what? It's to query. I mean, if you don't know that, to query somebody is to put them under judgment. Whilst you are not pronouncing negative judgment against someone, you want to question. You're using your judgment to do it. And that's where judgment comes in. If you have a right to question something, you are exercising judgment, but not a negative judgment. It's a positive judgment. So, what I'm saying here is we are living in a blind world, because when I say blind world, contextually, if you become a believer in a church, you have entered a spiritual blind world, because you start off with no sense of judgment to keep the system clean. Christianity does not belong to a righteous life. Christianity is darkness. When it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that is a lie, raw, stink and stench. Because there is absolutely nothing in civilized history that makes that real. It's not. Who invented Christianity? Sodomites. Homosexual. Whereas they make it seem like, oh, you know, it's the Christians, the nice people. No. Christianity, the white people make it up to rule the world. Sodomites rule the world. You forget that in the Bible, the gods destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. What did that happen without judgment? Wasn't there a finding then that something was wrong? I mean, to get destroyed? I mean, why would good people be destroyed? No, we don't know of that. Not in a civilized sense. Why would you attack someone and do harm to them if they don't do you any wrong. You see what I mean? So Christianity, all who think that Christianity is something good, it's because of the time that we come into the world and the concept that some people are spread. Do you remember Billy Graham? Billy Graham, we grow up and think Billy Graham to be a saint. And when I say saint, not Roman Catholic saints. We're talking about a nice, good, clean, honest, upright person. Not Billy Graham. He's not one of them. The Oral Roberts, and go right on, and all the Christian institutions. Charles Stanley and all, you on. Christian preachers are not saints. They are not good people. No, some of them who probably don't have any better sense and buy into that the church is a good thing. Some of them, I do not doubt that they don't know any better, and they read the Bible and they believe everything into the Bible. They are that type of people, because I come up into Christianity too. My parents were Christian. These people come out of slavery. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. And if you read and know the record of the past and things that have happened in the world, it would, you know, revise your acceptance. You reject or accept because you develop some sense. But as long as you, like in my case, a good 50 years of my life, I didn't know anything except the church. You see? And whereas I take church for a clean idea, and respect it as such. When time came and I started to read much better than in the days when I was just believing stuff, I began to find out that the world is not in any way what I think it is. You see what I mean? So today, there are people who believe Christianity is a clean word. Christianity is a stink, nasty stench. Christianity. I mean, a big, broad blanket. Christianity is no good. And you will point to me and tell me a lot of things that Roman Catholic deliver on and set slavery, take people from outer slavery. You got to be crazy. You must be mad. And it's not because you couldn't see, you can't prove that they did certain things that would seem that way. But you don't know the full story about slavery and who invented slavery. You can't be calling a criminal somebody who is honest because the criminal do something that, you know, is positive. But doing something positive where you are in a sphere of evil, and the evil is doing certain things to make it seem like that institution is okay. No, but there are evil within the criminal system that you think is okay. And they are reflecting like a positive face when they are the criminals. You know, I mean, it's like they are doing a whole bunch of criminal things by night. And by day, they appear like they are the messenger of the Lord. My friends, the world, as I used to see it, is not the world that I see today. Because if you were alive at the time when certain things happen, then within your lifetime, nobody cannot fool you about what happened. But you see, once people are dead from a certain era when certain things take place, and now the whole thing is relegated to history. And who is going to read the history? So therefore, you come into a victimized system where people are doing things not supposed to be done in the world, can make an entity out of doing evil because what? Nobody don't know. You see what I mean? Well, we are living today on a whole lot of things that are not true, they're falsehood, and people make them prominent. And because I am not in a state of mind where you can just tell me anything, it makes a whole difference because I read. I began to read and don't read obscure stuff. Or when I read things, I read it with a sound mind, okay? So that I know what happened in the past. History is a record of the past. Don't forget that. Don't let nobody turn you into a fool when it comes to things that happened long time ago. And if you don't read good, those things that are in history, things are going to go wrong with your thinking and the way you do certain things. Okay? Because some people are going to major into the bad things that have happened out into practice and pass from one generation to another, and you come along and you don't know, right? What was what and pass along, if you don't read, you won't know. All right. I think we're going to run into some of what I'm going to talk about right now. The world that we are living in right now is full of evil. Evil that is being made into what's good. So you know what that means. When you have a wrong idea of something, or you think it's good, it's not good. I mean, who don't want to know what's good? Who wants to be fooled? Think about slavery that we are raised up in, the African people. Why there is this divide between African people and European people? Why we don't know where this church thing is coming from? Nobody's not telling you. It's not because somebody wouldn't like to tell you, but none of us was back in time when these things were happening. You know, a few thousand years ago or a few hundred years ago. You see what I mean? And it's difficult for you to come into the realization that these things are not true. So you have a society that pull you into these things, and since you don't know no better, you just join in. I began to read, and being that I know the Bible very well, and now it's a big problem when you don't know, and you must begin to search and look at the kind of things that you are facing, and you must now make sense of what you can, and throw away what you now discover to be no good, right? So I get drawn into the use of words, right? I get drawn into world history, something I didn't, you know, find any interest. I mean, like, key interest. If you'd asked me about history, I would be positive about history. I wouldn't deny anything about history. If anything, I would like to know about history and reality. But I never personally have a urge like it was something that is urgent to pursue. I didn't. But that was wrong, because what? Nobody never like impressed me with that and wake me up to the realization that I need to know. But it so happens that I was drawn into it because I realized that there is much knowledge to gain by paying attention to history. Without the knowledge of history, you're not engine knowledge. You are going to get drawn into believing where you don't know, because there's a lot of things that seems to be okay, but it's not okay. It's bigger and broader than you are thinking, and because you don't have anybody who is dedicated to make sure people know those things. Because there are people who know a lot of things, but, you know, they're not going in the direction to affect anybody with what they discover, right? And so this whole idea of church, and before I get to that, I want to say this. You look at the world, and just the other day, somebody talks about, not too long ago, the world population was a few billion, like 3 billion. Not too long ago, 3 billion people. Because I personally look at Smithsonian a few years ago when it says that 1000 BC, the world population was 50 million people. 1000 BC, the world population was 1 billion people. Today, and then it tells you when these homosexual people, their experience since 100,000 years ago, these homosexual people began to talk since 100,000 years ago, because they were not human. White people are not human. And you may be shocked and surprised to hear me say that, but it is true. And how do I know that? Is when I began to read World History Textbook, and the first chapter tells me the ancestors. As you know, I mean, people don't live too long before they're dead, right? So generation is keep on coming on. And the white people ancestor, their parent ancestor, is hominid. Ape people, primates. not look like. They are primate. They're coming from primates. And how white people come to look like human being is a matter of history that you're supposed to know. They were not. They were not human being. They did not look like human being in any manner that it is important to say they look like human being, right? If they look like, it only look like, it was not human being. And how do I know that? Is that there are only two species that represent the two sides, the hominid and the humans. Okay? So you have the hominid and you have the sapien that represent human being. Okay? Two different species. So today when you see a mix of humans and hominid and are taken for human people, it's wrong. As far as the history goes, it's wrong. So whatever is being written and people are now using a Bible to preach to everybody in the world who look like humans and who are real humans, right? Trying to convert them and all that. No, it's a whole bag of trash. It is a whole bag of trash. And if you don't get to know the difference between the historic hominid primates, you will be in the dark of who you're looking at. And when you hear about the world of people and stuff like that, you are in the dark. I was in the dark. And I want to tell you at this time, because the power that is, we call government now, the white people ruling, look at them. Look at them for real. You're talking about 100% criminals, white people. And if you look at them now and you look at like Good Morning Joe and his wife and things, white people come from Europe out of a culture 1.5 million years ago. They don't know nothing. They never talk. Nothing civilized did they expose to. There was no civilized human being on the planet Earth. White people come from the earliest development of, what you call it, you know, out of what create creatures and stuff like that. You know, that's they are the first. White people are coming from a species that never talk. They're monkeys. But today, how would you know that? Except you read history, and you would never be able to incriminate them and know that they are not of the stock of humanity, but of ape-ity, primates, white people. You see, this is not anything to hide. If it is hidden, it is to their benefit. But too bad for them, capable. It is commanding and imperative that the civilized world remain civilized world. And you look at white people and you think that they are civilized. It's a big ignorance. It is a big ignorance. And they want it to stay that way. Because look at them. They're white. They use the color of their skin to like, to set the world apart from them. And the most important thing about white people to be known to the civilized world is that they are sodomites, homosexual. Imposing on the civilized world, like, oh, it's all right. Something happened
100,000 years ago that we must know. And when we don't know, we will die in our ignorance. Homosexuals, these white people, all you see they are behaving, they are under what you call Puritan Christian agenda. That's all they are about, Christian agenda. And talk about Bible verse. Now, when I hear people talking about Bible and stuff like that, I say, wow, look at the way I grow up and believe that thing is true. No, nobody cannot stand up in front of me and have a conversation for even 3 minutes and they don't get in trouble running. Because now I know. And before I knew, and I started to read and make some sense of things, I read an article on the internet quite a few years ago. And I was puzzled. Could anything happen like that? And I wonder, what kind of people that is that want to, like, turn the world into a different, change it from being civilized. That's what I read at the time. These white people were the people, but I didn't really know what kind of people were doing that, because them time they, I don't know who, what species anybody's from. No, I read and I know about, unlike what these white people write in the Bible and elsewhere, they splatter it all over the place. Today, I know what species they belong. Because when I start to read the World History textbook, I began to see the context of the divide between psychological thinking. And I could see that, well, the church, Jesus, they call that, you know, that's the, it's so confusing. But gradually, the information that I'm reading about people begin to take shape and follow a structure. I get to find out that it is these homosexuals that wanted to change the world from being civilized. Although they're not telling you 100%, but, you know, it works without saying. They don't come out and tell you exactly that they're trying to destroy what is good. That's not the way they come out. But they say it enough to let you know that they want to change the world from the course it's going in. And enough to say these people want to spread their own ideas from what we know in the civilized world very, very well, because these people don't have good sense. White people pick up a lot of sense from civilized people. You see, and they learn how to kind of exist with that sense whilst they are still holding on to being homosexuals. And what is homosexual? It is coming from their culture. Homosexuality is coming from these white people, from apes. Okay? If you know how my mind has been strangled, and how I suffer from not knowing. Because my parents were Christian, so they don't know anything different. And they wouldn't have a way to explain the difference between anything in the world society. So they're just Christian. So I understand that. But my mind is open to see things and to decide the negative from the positive. So it didn't go very long before I began to make distinction between things. And I know now that these, I know who is who. All right. But along the way, I'm trying to find out the white people. What is their origin? So I didn't come up on understanding the species too much. I was searching to find me some literature writing. And you know, it never dawned on me that the World History Textbook would have told me that. Who white people and who are they? But clear enough, after a while, maybe over 2 years or so, I am searching. And I, you know, it's just me just moving along and trying to use whatever little ideas in my head. Somebody gave me 2 World History textbooks. I did not ask this person to give me them. But we were like in the environment where we meet up, right? And we have a little conversation all the time, and good conversation, that, you know, moral, civilized conversation. And this person seemed to feel like, you know what? This guy looks like he will appreciate to World History textbook. It will help him out. And this person give me the 2 World History textbooks. And it came to the point where I retire, right? And I had time now to cut my teeth, they say, on the World History textbook. I, as a person who grew up in church, in a Christian environment, and I followed my parents to be a Christian, age 7. What did I know? Nothing. But I wanted to be Christian, though. Christianity will take in a dead frog, as it were, into Christianity. Because anybody at all who want to be a Christian is exactly, you could have dumb as a goat. Christianity takes in every stinking thing that would be person, character, and they want you, they want you, because you need to support the whole idea of Christianity, because what is beyond Christianity is dead frogs. It's all kind of a nasty something that you think Christianity is nice. Okay? Well, that's the way it was with me. I thought Christianity was nice. And it's just that these white people, they maneuver Christianity in a manner that you would think You know, they have this stinking part cover-up about Christianity. They don't carry that everywhere. I think they keep it like in Europe. You know, they stink, you know, any place in Europe they stink. But when they touch the African people, like in the Western world now, they don't bring that stinking part of Christianity to us. You see? So we just think that because they know, according to our culture, we know into the things them that they are into. So they hide that immoral way about themselves and the fact that they're coming from apes and start to talk and you know, they get everything from us. Everything that changed their life, it is because they mingle with some of our people and everything, our blood gone bad because of that. I grew up in the church, an environment of people like myself, and a lot of them did not go to church, right? Because it was not our cultural thing. So these people are evangelizing us into being Christian. So that's all that affects my mind. See what I mean? But pretty soon, growing up, I don't feel all that comfortable. And there was no depth. There is no depth in the church to take care of your mental state. The church, the Christian church, don't care about your mental state. Just want you to have enough sanity to produce for them. But don't care why you know. I don't care what you know, right? So when I got to the point where I am reading the World Issue textbook, and I found out, first thing I came into is a coup. I never expected to read something like that in the World Issue textbook. You know, not that I had an idea as to what in the World History textbook. I just feel it's world history, and you talk about people and stuff like that. But since I was not a reader all along, and I just start to read and make some sense now, and I don't have anybody that is feeding me with any civilized, historic information. So it's all me reading and see what I can find. And, of course, I was not a college or university person. I'm just high school. So, you know, I begin to read. When I see this story, you know, well, you know, it's good that I was able to comprehend at a high school level the story. But me being Christian, this is something that is of concern, because I don't know of any warfare that remove a king. I never, you know, I didn't think that was possible, because my idea was kings are kings rule a nation. Nobody don't take them down. And I read it and read and understood fairly well what I read. And I was thinking that you know, this is bridge over troubled water. Because how am I going to handle the idea of the church and the sacredness
of the church. Jesus and him crucified and the blood of Christ, and people are to be, you know, called out of their sin, Adam and Eve in the garden and stuff like that. So I read the ridiculous thing, and I just know that it is not a fairy tale. It's real history, something that happened. Why it is into the world is a textbook. I mean, it was hard stuff, because it's like it's unthinkable that something like that can happen in the world, you know. But it was like dealing with the devil in hell, because what kind of story is that, and what must I make of that story when I would expect that God worked in wonders and want to save people out of their sin? I don't see nothing happening like that, you know. And the king would represent the summit of civilized life, right? And who is it that is staging a coup and a king? So all strange to me. And therefore I went on and learning more and more, and then I begin to trail. Well, by then I now know that there is an adversarial people. By then, I didn't get to understand well about the 100,000 years ago when these primate people go and rape our ancestors and beget children by them 100,000 years ago. And that's why now their culture become a talking culture. So something has been going on in the world where poor me and my parents never had anybody to tell them, but I come and I am reading and I am seeing this thing. So it would take a while before I was penetrated with this knowledge, you know. And it is the greatest thing I have ever learned. It you know, it take a while for me to adjust to it. You know? It take a while to adjust to this kind of a happening in the world. It's so strange. You see? So these people that call white people, we African people don't really know them, because the way we grow up, when we leave Africa and come out into the Western world and whatever happen, it's like, hey, you know, it's like nobody know what happened and what would eventually lead to the downfall of African people. You see, and you listening to me out there, you will have a hard time, at least a lot of people hear me talking about this, will have a hard time to to understand what I'm saying. Somebody is in a jerk, J. Clark's novelty. Vent and chat. Okay. Everywhere. Everywhere, too. Their ebbs. Okay. Well, you know, let's see now. Now, if you are into chatting, you know, you can just log in. Join the conversation. Yeah. Yeah, you can all, you can log in. You're here. Yeah. You can come on in, you know, because I definitely entertain someone who wants to chat and vent. You know what I mean? So you can always, I mean, come in at 347-850-1358. Yeah, I do accommodate folks who like to chat. As long as, you know, it's within the world historic context and somebody is making good sense as the way I know it, you know, because it won't be anything since as I come up into the church and I realize that we are in hell. And there is hardly anybody who realizes it, you know. So I just keep the chat where world history, civilization put reality. So I like to talk to people about this because a lot of people in the world don't know. They just don't know what's going on at all. Right? Now, when I come to a conclusion that we African people have been, our brain has been destroyed, just leaving us to barely taking care of little domestic things, you know, and work hard as hell under the white people scheme. That's where we are today. So there is hardly anybody that I'm going to find that make much of a sense, because it so happens that I found myself having an interest to read and to know really what the world is like. So I don't expect a lot of people that I meet is going to be where my head is at. And my effort is to talk to people and show both sides of things and to get into the first people who came into the world. Because the earth has been here mighty, mighty, like 5 billion years before any kind of creature began to spring up. And I find it is very important if we are to make sense and to find our place in life, we will have to understand what the history shows about the emergence of primates and humans, because the primates are here some 3.5 million years ago to 4 million years ago.
And they never spoke a language at all. They're not into no civilization at all. For 3-4 million years. These white people, ancestors, they could only make stone tools. They did not have no civilization. So how civilization come about is a question that a lot of people don't have a clue. They think anywhere you go and see people, they civilize. And that's not true. The history doesn't say that. So the white people, as far as I know right now in history, the very governmental, historic, world history, the book that you will find in university and colleges right here in front of me. It says, Glencoe, World History. Pilvergel, National Geographic, was given to me as a gift about 4 or 5 years or so ago. And I make use of this. This is a certified world history textbook. Okay? And if anybody is going to understand the civilized world or civilization come about, to read the world history textbook to know, not a Bible. A Bible with 66 books. What I know about it, in the Old Testament, has the information, the context of the information in the Old Testament is about African hybrid people. Why the white people write a Bible? Writing not about themselves, but write about African existence. And what they do, the reason why they do that is because they have nothing about themselves that they can write. Because the reason why they are writing is what they did wrong to the African people. Today's African people don't even know about what they did and why we are dummies compared to them. We don't know that. We don't know that they belong to their own hominid primate species. We don't know that. We don't know the separation. And unless we know the separation, unless we know the separation, we cannot. We cannot go forward in life. White people are always going to rule us, and there's nothing we can do, because they have a settled place that we are not educated about. But it is in history, though. I am lucky to find it and be serious about what it says. All right. So when anybody listens to me, they'll find that I am different from other people, because what I have read and what I have found put the African people in a plight governed by white people, and we don't know why. Well, I came along and I start to read, and I begin to like wonder about white people and where did they come from. I wanted to know that, and then I found out. Once I found out, the world become a different place for me. Because who is going to accept? As a matter of fact, people don't care about what is in the world history textbook. No, because whatever we are taught in church and school permeate us to the point where what makes sense is hard to digest. You see what I mean? But anybody with good sense begin to read at the very beginning and know the difference between the hominid primates and the real human being, because the primates are around for millions of years, and the humans been around. Their species came about 250,000 years ago. See, there's a big difference between when the humans came about, the civilized human being. When civilization came before human being. And by whom? The Elohim gods from Nibiru. They came, and the evidence is here. Scientists go over there in about 12 years ago and research the entire place that was there, nobody paying any attention to it, about twice the size of Texas. They are the first civilized being on Earth, and they needed helpers to work, you know, after they dredged like four rivers in Africa. All right. Their workers were tired of doing the work after about maybe some 3,000-4,000 years, and they want to go back home. Some of them want to go back home, and they staged a mutiny. They strike, and they needed helpers, primitive workers, to take over what the job that they were doing was mining gold. They want a lot of gold to send back to their planet. That's why they came here. They didn't come here to make any human being. I didn't know that, because they teach me in church that God make us and put us in a garden and all that. These white people, they're not telling us the truth. And what they write in the Bible is not the truth about Adam and Eve in the garden. So we are never going to amount to anything. Primarily because they attack our people and fuck them, okay? And in what is called back crossing, introgression, and miscegenation. That's the process that our people went through for a long time. It's talking about 100,000 years ago. And they began to talk, have babies talk. That's why they are talking. Prior to that, they were the grunters. Then for almost 4 million years, they never talk. They grunt, and they make stone tools. That's what you read in the World History textbook. There's hardly anything in someone to make sense of this unless your brain is in a condition to think about this and can make choices when you read and know when something is real from when it's not real. Look at the situation in the world today, and you can see when I said that we have been destroyed over 100,000 years. So we live and develop in Africa 100,000 years. So this second 100,000 years, we have been suffering, and nobody pay any attention to the fact that something is wrong with us. How did these white people come in and get Africa to sell us to them as slaves? How does that happen? It only happened because the people in Africa have lost their mind, because they have been ruling for a few thousand years, you know, before we go through all of these years and don't know that something is wrong with us. If you go back 100,000 years, come right on down to 90, 80, 75 years and stuff like that, you begin to see some things going on in the world by these white people. Because since they were able to start talking by about 75,000 years, oh yes, they begin to raise hell because they can talk and they begin to form a group and they follow us everywhere we go. And now you see they have all kind of names that they call themselves and begin to chase like they start they start to create a lot of different societies among themselves. But because we are the only civilized human being that talk and have sense, and they began to talk, they begin to come around us. They begin to follow us and name them name of all kind of name, but they become very smart. And they now want to establish themselves. And the more we go along on this side of 100,000 years, what these Hominid people, they notice something about us. And they that crossbreeding that they did, they begin to develop a lot of sense. And we begin to lose our proper mind. We were not like that the first 100,000 years. We were not like that. But since this thing happened and the bad blood where them have get into our system and destroy our brain, cerebrum, cerebellum, gradually over the past 100,000 years. And here we are today, transform into a lower level, humans, with them using their homosexual nature and begin to take charge of us. So you go into Mesopotamia, and you see they try to take over Mesopotamia. You go into Palestine, and you see they try to take over Palestine. Everywhere. So we're nobody don't understand where these white people come from doing all these kind of stuff until eventually they find out they can take over everywhere we settle down, come and mingle among us. And of course, something white people have on their mind, why they decide to invade us and colonize us, is that we read about the gods, the Elohim gods, destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. It's them. So I read something in the Bible where they say that the next time that the gods decide to destroy them, they won't be able to destroy them because they make lies their refuge. They set up something so that, the gods will not be able to destroy them. So there is number one, destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. There is going to be a second one. So they decided to, everywhere we are, come and settle themselves down among us. So before I read that, I was thinking, why do they chase us everywhere we are and assemble themselves among us? So when I read that, I say, it makes sense. They are hiding themselves among the African people. So if we don't get wise up and know that Christianity is not true, nothing about homosexual people must be among us. They are not supposed to be living in our settlement. Europe is for them. They up there 1.5 million years ago. That's where they must stay. And what is crucial for them to stay by themselves is their blood. They have a lot of disease. Okay? And therefore, it is very important that we know for our health. See, they kill us already because which of us can rule a government now? We come in from those who rule as king, our people. So you can see with our brain losing its orbital power, you look at Selassie. Selassie was only a man who dressed up in a, you know, in uniform like a king. But what use was he? You know, I don't see him as much of a king. And he ran away from these white people when they tried to come into Ethiopia and take over the place. He ran away from them about 5 years. So who was there to protect the people? So a king must rule and have dominion over all the world. All the world. So where these white people come from? So they're ruling. So something is gone wrong. Our head is no longer ruling. And we are the ones who are given the power to rule over the civilized world. These white people in no way, shape, or form are civilized, but they have gotten in a state where we don't have the mental faculty. At least over the time that we have spent so far, we lose control to where we are sold to these sodomites for slavery. And these are the raw criminal and ever evolved in the world. White people. It doesn't matter what you see they are doing, but they need to take it to Europe and leave us alone to handle our own affairs. Okay? But if we do not rise above where we are, there has to be an intervention, because nobody cannot beat these guys with military like other human being, because they are the best. It's our military they use to be who they are here today. And therefore, my friends, when I aware of what I see and know that this is the kind of world that we are in, I mean, the only thing I see to do is to, like, put all of my interest in all the knowledge I can get here. You know, but seeing that we are compassed by these sodomites who they write a Bible, and clearly the Bible is a coach to this, to totally obliterate all the ones who are created hybrid. You know what that means? There was no human being before until we were created 200,000 years ago. And our creator came to earth 450 years ago. Still, these white hominids, they've been here in Africa 2 million years and left 100 and left 1.5 million years ago and go into Europe, right? After they went up into Europe 1.5 million years ago, right? So the gods brought civilization. They are the light of the world, light of psychological dimension that he says in the history that is written, they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Right? You get it? They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the event that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. That is basically how civilization came to Earth. Now, it's difficult for somebody to understand what is written in history as the only history, civilization. When civilization came to Earth, it's 450,000 years ago. When we were created as hybrid, it's 200,000 years ago. And that's the way whatever anybody have an interest to understand this world and the population on Earth, this is the way the cookie crumble with it. And there are so many different ideas that affects people. The Bible and the spirit God. Nothing don't go so. Anytime anybody wants to know the truth about the world, you have to go through the prehistory. You have to read that. You can't follow Bible. The Bible is not going to give you anything at all to make your brain become civilized again. Unless you have to go through the history. You see what I mean? And people who come to realize civilization, you got to become. I don't mean academically educated, but you have to become historically educated. Because these white people, the amount of fakeed foolishness that they have written in the Bible, only when you get a good sound sense of what history is, you can deter these white people. Because they don't have any sense in the real perception of what civilization is. They don't know anything about civilization because then they have a background of 3.5 to 4 million years of existence where they never talk. They never come to having human sense. And whatever they did to start talking and start look like us, you have to be very intelligent to understand what transpired. You have to be intelligent. You have to know by reading who they are. When did they exist? What species they are? You have to know that. And know what species the human being come from. Two species. Only two species. It doesn't matter how much people you see out there crossbreeding up and look like all kind of different things. It's only two blood from which hominid came and one from which the human being came. And therefore, of the hominid primates, you have hominid species. The ape-like species, right? Homo erectus subgroup. That's them. And you don't have anything else but them homosexuals and what, you know, all kind of mixed breed, them mixed up breed. But you're either of the hominid primates or you are of the wise sapien, the sapien species. And according to the report that I read the last time, the only species, human species, alive today is the sapiens, the subgroup. Sapien subgroup is left alive. It means the hominids species that brought the Homo erectus subgroup, according to what they report, are extinct. And what else is extinct is the sapien subgroup, Neanderthals. They also attack and take them off into their woods and interbreed with them for a mighty long time until they look like humans. The flat-faced man of Kenya. Into the World History textbook is where we learn these knowledge. If you go outside of that, you're thinking foolishness. Okay? So if you think you can make the world over, whichever way you want, it's not going to work. Because civilization is not something that anybody else makes, but the Elohim gods. They have authority over the world, over the earth. And right now, the white people, they take over because brain gone bad. But if we are able to read and learn and know exactly where we come from, we have the Sumerian, the first of the human civilization to spread out in Mesopotamia, and we have all the first country of civilization, human civilization. It has nothing to do with the primate, homosexual kind of people. If we don't come through this, life is not going to be like it should on earth, right? Because they think that they must go out and fight war and kill and kill and kill and go on like they are the ones to run the world. It's not true. white people, not running no world at all. What they are doing is not running no world at all. They call themselves white supremacists, and only when we come to our senses, we will be able to drive them away. It would be the last day to go to church. Church is not a civilized thing. And no African people should be believing in church because it doesn't have a starting point of civilization. Okay? Christianity does not have a starting point with civilization. And if it doesn't start with it, it can never exist with it. You see what I mean? So there's tragedy awaiting because the gods who set up the system on earth don't want no homosexual around. So it's humiliation for civilization, for white people to talk about their ruling. Anything. Kingship. The government is kingship that the Elohim brought. The science and everything on earth. And they come and learn stuff and turning everything upside down. So if we do not go through the process to learn and to order the good way of civilization, nothing is going to happen for us. It's going to be a lot of confusion, war, foolishness, and these guys start to kill each other now. So a lot of things is going on right now that we do need people who read and know what they're reading and able to, like, denounce things like Christianity. We don't want, look, we need to get these white people out from our territory. We're not going to get them out unless we understand the history. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I hope that people will become aware and understand the difference between those that are look like human beings, these white people. You know, there's a reason why they are marked with white. They call themselves white people. Yes, they are marked with that type of skin color. No matter what they do, they can't get rid of it. So you know them when you see them. White people must leave every territory of the black people because they have bad blood, disease, and always plaguing. We just have this disease the other day they call COVID-19. You see what I mean? We don't want white people among us wherever, because we come here long before chase us down and come mingle between us. And they get us into the church. So our brain gets worse and worse and worse. We begin to love Jesus that no don't exist. And you can't teach us to discern that is not true. So our brain is, like they say, we are using 10% of our brain. It's something like that. Because you can't teach us anymore to identify that something has been wrong with us and how different we are after we left Africa 100,000 years. You know, is that we can already discern this and we believe the foolishness in the church. Okay? And it's like the Bible is the only true word of God and all this kind of stuff. And not for these old bunch of nonsense that Bart Ehrman can tell you the Bible is not a good book.
Only few things into the Bible are good, and you won't read them if you're a Christian. You don't hear preacher preach about those things in the Bible, in some of the prophets. With they are making up these prophets, but they are using material that affects African people. And they twist it up in all kind of way. So if you don't know the story of antiquity real well, you'll just believe in the Bible. You see, and believe in a spirit God. And you will never see the lies of the God of the Bible that is in there. You're reading them, but you believe them, and you don't identify them. So your life is going on in this kind of a way, and you will die and perish and don't really understand anything. So I am telling you that the way life began civilized, these white people are demonic. We don't want them among us, but we need the knowledge in order to drive them out. So I wish you well with all of that. Now, let me take you into some of the things that these white people have been doing to the African people and creating nothing less than confusion, backwardness, failure to make distinction, and therefore we cannot identify the right way to think and to behave ourselves. Right, listen to this. When you get to know that white people come from primates, they are hominid species. They don't belong to African people at all. They don't belong to our group. And we are always going to have disease and all kind of a sickness because of them. As it is here right now, we must know that. That white people are full of disease. And they now take over control and say that they are control our health and our education and everything about us, they say they're controlling. We need to get them out. We need to get them out. And to get them out is to get knowledge of ourselves. Read the history of yourself. Okay. So primate, hominid, uncivilized. They call themselves by different names. One of them, they call themselves Elamites or homosexual. In hiding, you see, Moab and all that are names that they make up, and a whole bunch of names that they sound so strange that you will never know that these are the white people, homosexual, hominid species. But anything is not African. African people don't go, we go by, but that's not like calling yourself a name like these white people go out and call themselves Philistine and Elamites and, you know, all kind of thing, all right? But they are renowned for homosexual. All of them belong to that. So the thing is, we have a problem since our brain is not properly functioning, and they have managed to gain this control by fraud. They're going to have problems the more we get to become enlightened again. They are not going to be accepted, because when we know better, we do better. We have laws to chase them out right now. We're not doing it, right? So we will have to understand that. We have everything here. We don't need to go to white people to ask them nothing. We just need to tell them, get out. Right now, we have the laws to do it, because it is the only civilized law that exists, not the AD and Adamani and the federal government stuff.
if we know what we're supposed to know, these people will never stand up in front of us. Okay? Now, if they're out there and listening to me, they're trembling. They are trembling because when they talk about democracy and stuff like that, what is democracy? They make that up. These are sodomites. Every inspiration they get it from their sodomite way of life. Okay? They're not under no divine inspiration. No. How many of us they kill? Oh, come on. You want to ask me that? How much of us they kill? And how do they like how much of us they kill? Oh, you don't know? You don't know that? You think they are human? Well, you know, you look into what I'm saying. Do you see the Chinese coming out and kill Indians? Do you see Indians going out to kill Chinese? Do you see who come close to that are the Arabs, who the white men turn into demons? Yeah. Okay? So the thing is, you don't see naturally, without any influence, the African ethnic people go out and let's say you don't see any of them. If they did anything, they mostly turn on their own. The Islam, they turn on their own because of the demonic power that come into them through the white man. They are the ones that make up the three branches of church. You see what I mean? So the thing is that it is easy to identify the problem by these white people because they are the ones that goes around and try to turn the world upside down and to the confusion of the African people, those of us who will realize, well, you understand the amount of danger that you put yourself in when you try to say the right thing and do the right thing. The point is, it depends on how well you become trained enough to be the intelligent person that they run away from. They will run away from you if they realize that you know what you're talking about. They will go back where they come from because they will be uneasy around us if they find out that we all come to our senses, or enough of us, remnant, come to our senses. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the way these follow us over 100,000 years, they found that they have something to use against us. And they don't care about what they get from us that give them a better life. They don't care about that. They only want to know that they want to control, right? Explain what species Elam developed from. See, this is one of their name, Elam. Homosexual. Okay? So if you don't read and understand the kind of people you're looking at in the world, it doesn't work out good at all. We need to know who we are and who they are. We develop from a specific species, one of two. And you either develop from the hominid primates species, or you develop from the wise sapien species. You see what I mean? And we who originate from the wise sapien becomes wise. You get that right? Good. So all the crossbreeding that is done, we are not concerned about this evil that happened. We have not transmitted any kind of family ties with these white people. They are from the hominid, and they are Homo erectus. They are nothing sapien, no matter how them call themselves modern people and stuff like that, because of their the damage, the the evil attack carry their poisoned blood into our bloodstream that make us who we are today. If you don't want to accept it, it's true anyway. It is true. We don't have any sense. That's why we don't rule nothing, and these faggots are ruling. You see what I mean? All the churches out there, which one of them did we raise up? None of them. And none of them come from anywhere civilized that the God set up on earth. Christianity don't come from anything the God set up here. Right? The pantheon of the gods that teaches human being, us, they are not human being. They try to fool us that they are human being, but hey, when we develop the sense to know, then they don't have anything to any wall to lean on, right? So the question is, when you see all these names, you don't know where they come from. You are wondering. But since I have been reading and I gather certain knowledge, I'm able to tell you that these white people affirmatively are not human. They don't come from a human species. Okay? And when you know something to be true, you don't let nobody shake you around with that. We don't want no more they around. We never did before. They forced themselves on us. Now, we must understand that if we know the truth is the power, right? And that's what we need to know right now. So if you cannot afford, if you can't get, you know, reception to know what the truth is, you're out of business. But those of us who do, we will do. We are the remnant supposed to carry out the plan of the God. And all things will be over with no sooner than we are redeemed back to our position. All right. So now we have these people with all these names out there to be confronted with, and all the confusion that they throw on us, with understanding, proper understanding, this whole bunch of confusion will go away, because we will blast it evanescent, gone, done, not any more of them. We don't want them among us. Okay? So it's to refuse them, to despise them, because they are no good, never, ever. If you know white people are not human, you will be climbing the ladder real high. They are not human beings, right? But you have to read and know for sure what our prehistory teaches us. Now, is it, so explain what species Elam developed from? Let's see if this is going to tell us. Is it from the hominid primates species? The answer is included result for Elam developed from hominid species. What is the answer? Search only for did Elam develop from hominid species? B. Where did the Elam? Where did the Elamites originate? The Elamite culture began in modern day Iran sometime. What he says here? Yeah? No, they don't say yes yet. They don't tell you. No, I'm googling the question and see if they're going to tell me, because you know what? They don't like to tell you anything that reveals their position. It says, the Elam, it says, Elamite culture began in modern day Iran sometime around 2700 BC and continued through 640 BC and included several dynamic lines. Now, they don't tell you which species yet. Caution, white homosexual lies. See, you notice it doesn't tell me. It tell you where they develop from, but it don't tell you what their species is. Because they find out that we are getting smart, right? And asking this kind of question, the right answer is going to like put them where they have no cover for the lies that they are, you know, pretending to be. You see what I mean? Elam is the ancestor of a family that returned from the captivity in Ezra 2:31. See them quoting scripture. Instead of just tell you plainly where the Elam originate, what species they come from, it's an important identity to know who is who. And they don't want to tell you that. These white people, they don't want to tell you their identity because they call themselves all kind of different cockamamie names, right? That is to make it seem like the world is full of diverse species. And that's not the case. Now, you have to understand that by me sitting here and talking about this the way I do, they don't, you know, these white people don't like that because they feel comfortable the way they are, covering themselves and calling themselves all kind of a masquerade name and stuff like that, and aim at destroying us. That's all they're doing. They're not doing this for nothing. They're doing it because they're gaining from it, I mean, tremendously. But their time has come for them to go. All it needs is one person. And if you read in the Bible, you will know that one person is going to come and destroy everything that they do. One person. So, as far as I'm concerned, I am only doing what I find to do. I don't have anything that is bothering me to talk the truth because I am not scared of any kind of a force or power or device or anything like that that would prevent the truth. The truth is the truth, and if you don't like it, run away from it. Go where you're supposed to go. All right, so all those things you read in the Bible about Ezra and some other scripture you read about Hittite and all this kind of stuff, and Philistine and stuff like that. It's these homosexuals, okay, that come from the hominid, the primates. That's all there is. There's nobody else. But, you know, if you don't identify the person as African, ethnic group, you know it's the Sodomite them. You don't need to worry about that. That's what it is, right? It goes on to say, Elam is the ancestor of a family. But what is the name of this ancestor? He's not telling you, right? Elam is a name. Ancestor is where they come from. But what is the name of the ancestor? This is what I'm trying to show you, that these people play slick. But if you get a good hang of knowing what you're searching for and what the identity is, you don't let it go. You don't make nobody twist you, right? They want to be left alone doing what they want to do. But do it in Europe. We're telling you the way you walk and just come in and take control of us, it ends now. You see what I mean? It ends. Go back and go take care of your COVID and all them kind of thing in Europe, all right? Because some dark time is coming for you, and the time is over with for you to do these kind of stuff that you have been doing. Now, it goes on to say, this family of Elam ancestor now that returned from captivity. Why you don't tell? And you're going to go and talk side scripture. Just tell what Elam species is. It's easy. Tell. This is possibly the same man and family Ezra 2, 1 through 2 and 7. We're not reading no scripture now because scripture is not certified by no academic people who certified history to be history. So when I'm talking about Elam, it's not a civilized people them, are the crooks them. All right. Proto-Elamite, the best form of Elamite. Them calling themselves civilization. Proto-Elamite civilization grow up east of the Tigris. Imagine that. Now, when did white people become civilized? Never in the world history textbook. Never at all. So this is the problem we are having with a sick brain and these people working all these tricks on us. Hey, it means that we have to like try harder to come to a better knowledge of, heal our brain to understand what these people are doing to us, okay? I am here, I'm telling you, and if so long as I am getting proper results from what I am reading and what I understand, well, anybody can listen to it and see what you get, right? I am not pushing anything down anybody's throat, but I'm talking something that, hey, if you see light, well, it means it illuminates your darkness where you don't know. Well, you call it knowledge until you prove it's not true. Good. So that's what I'm saying here. Now, so we are not out there trying to gain them. They are trying to gain us, right? We have a lot of problem so far that, hey, we just need to learn the things that correct the foolishness that we believe today, right? So it goes on to say that, you know, they're calling themselves, but they call the Western people their civilization anyway. So, you see, we have a lot of things going on against us because they say over the past 4,000 years, they used Abraham to lie about who we are and about who Abraham is. You don't want to believe nothing in the Bible about Abraham, okay? Because you will find so many confusing things that they write about in the Bible about Abraham and his seed and what Abraham teaches seed. And now, who are the children of Abraham but the white people? Them, they are. You see what I mean? So they're calling themselves civilized based on what? Is that based upon their species? Okay, no, it bothers to see them calling themselves civilized, right? Grow up in the east of the Tigris on the Euphrates, alluvial plain. It was a combination of the lowlands and the immediate highland area to the north and east. You hear all the things that these faggots are talking about. At least three proto-Elamite states merged to form Elam. Ashan, the name of them when he comes together. Ashan, Anshan, Awan. and Shimhashki. Yeah, they found those groups, you know, but they're sodomites, and you need to know them. These many mics fail to ID their hominid primate existence for detrimental reason. You see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I asked them to tell me what is their species, and they refuse because they realize they're going to put themselves under the light, and it's not good for them to be known as for who they are. So, my friend, this is what we have to deal with here with these white people that you're looking at out here, the federal government and all this kind of a thing that we have dealing with. Now, so it goes on to say, Ezra, also called Ezra the scribe and Ezra the priest in the book of Ezra, was a Jewish scribe and priest. So all of these things that these people are talking about, no sooner than you begin to read and get a good identity of what you're searching for, you will find out the games that these people are playing with us, right? But it comes to the point where their time is over. They don't have enough sense to say they are carrying on any government any longer. And we are becoming more civilized, more sensible. This is really what is going to really, put an end to these white people. Because they don't have any sense to rule anything. They are murderers and killers. And they have done too many killings, too many madness and killing of civilized people who don't do them anything. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And this is about what I have to say today. And I have some visitors to the chat room. And they look like some of the sodomite people who come in here, and they didn't like, you know, want no questions. So, yeah, they talk about homos or something. They didn't. Homos are everywhere. Yeah. And we, trannies are everywhere. That's what they wrote here. Chop off their heads. You know, these white people are really, really terrible. The only criminals on earth. And they are the ones who set up the church and everything like that and say they're running our universities and everything like that. If you don't know, white people, don't make them fool you. Dress up like they are civilized people. No, they're not. You have to know them by their species. So you take good care, and may the good Lord bless us, and may our brain be healed, and that we will grasp the truth and make our gods be pleased with us. Less than that, we're not going to do well. Take good care, and see you on the next edition.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves to fall.